Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
Strap yourselves in for this one, because it's a hell of a story from a hell of a storyteller. John Breeder is the kind of bloke actors base their hero Aussie cop characters on. He's handsome, he's funny, he's charismatic, and most importantly, he's a very good operator. There's not much that gets past him. An alleged sex offender by the name of Nick Newman tried to get past him in the beer garden of a pub in Maroubra one night in 2018. It didn't end well for either of them, but there's only one of them still around to tell the tale. Breeder has one demand of us, and that is that we use this opportunity to promote blood donation, and that we remind all of you and ourselves to get in touch with the Red Cross and donate blood as soon as we all can, and if possible, consider becoming regular blood donors. In Australia, we can do that by going to lifeblood.com.au. The reason for John's passion for this cause will become apparent.
The teams that do work in child abuse are the best detectives in New South Wales and Queensland and Victoria. They have their own squads in relation to child abuse. They're the best detectives in the country, without a shadow of a doubt, because the way they work and the way they speak to children, because you're giving it your best, because these are pedophiles. You don't want to mess up. You want to do the ultimate to try and get these people off the streets and put them before the courts. The story with Nick Newman is that he had offended against one of his children. She had reported it to Child Abuse Squad at Penrith. They took a statement from her. It was then investigated. Then there was a number of serious offences that I can't talk about because it would blow your mind. Then he became aware that he was wanted, so he's on the run. He'd been on the run for some time before I got involved. And we sort of came involved only on that day because we were where I was. I was the team leader of a response team at child abuse. And actually, we were at the time amalgamated with sex crime, so we were the on-call team. And we had become aware, myself, Tim Carey and Ben Anderson, two of my detectives, had become aware of his location through an informant. And he'd only be there a short time, so we had to move quickly. And that was in the Maroubra area.
That day that you went to Maroubra, was it just you and the two detectives who went?
Yes.
No more backup than that?
No. We had no other resources. There was nothing allocated to us, nothing. And because of the urgency, we didn't know where it was going to be or if it was going to happen. It was just, we got the phone call, he's going to be here, can you be here? So we rushed to that location. Once I determined that he was where they were from the informant in the bar, in the pub, I think it was the smoking area out the back, he just said, we're out the back. So then we had him inside and we had to make a decision. So I've got to make a decision. What are we going to do? Do we wait? Do we wait for other police to come? He could come out. Do we surprise him? There's all these. This is the thing. You've got to make these decisions within, 5 seconds. Okay, what do we do? What do we do now? What decisions do we make? I can't let him leave because if he leaves we lose him and he goes. And the history of this guy was that he was also wanted to harm his family.
That's right. He'd made threats against his family.
He had made threats wanting to kill them. We had to go in and we tried the element of surprise because he had a bag. We didn't know what was in the bag. The informant told us there was no notifies of any risk. So we thought he may run because he wanted to run away. So we thought he was going to try and run. I remember walking going, this doesn't feel right. Like, because there was so many, the tables were really, really close and they were like those hard tables. You can't move them. So I remember just walking straight in and yelling out Newman, and he sort of looked at us. And as I approached him, and when I say, this happens really fast, this happens like within 3-4 seconds. I grabbed him, went to try and take him down, but the table was there in the way and he was sort of on the near the seat with those hard tables. And I sort of grabbed him to throw him to the ground, and it happened so quick, bang, bang, just whoa. And then Tim and Ben were behind me, and I remember just saying, just shoot him, because I could feel this sharp pinching pain just on both sides. And I knew I'd been struck twice. I could just feel it, just like a stitch type thing in your stomach. And I just said, shoot him. And as I moved back and then they confronted him, and I think he went with the knife at them as well. And so within their rights, they had defended themselves and defended me and did what had to be done and shot at him. And he died at the scene.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Police and ambos, you can hear the sirens coming from everywhere, and I just sat down on the on the step, and I just remember thinking, what happened there? How did that happen? Just because it happened so quick. And I remember looking down and just down at my stomach, and I could just see the blood start to come out, and I had a white shirt on it too at the time. And it was just, my shirt started to get all the blood on it, and I could just feel the pinching pain inside my stomach, on either just under your ribs on each side. And I lay back, and I remember just looking straight up to the ceiling and just thinking, okay, I'm done. I'm going to die here on the floor. And then something just sort of clicked. And I just remember seeing my family, and then I just went, no. Something clicked inside me. I went, no. And I sat back up again. And I went, right, what do I need to do? And I remember going to jobs before where people had been stabbed. You put pressure on wounds. So I remember thinking, righto, I need to put pressure on these wounds. So I started pushing myself. Like, righto, start pushing. Okay, start pushing. And then I'm like, and then a guy stuck his head in through the door. The door was on the side to the beer garden. And I saw him. I said, hey, buddy, can you help me? I've been stabbed. I need you to put pressure on my wounds. Come over here. So he runs in and...
I read that you were directing your own triage before...
He had a schooner in his hand at the time, and I remember he's walking in with a schooner, and he's put it down and he's putting pressure on the right-hand side, which was the really bad side. And then I think the club manager came in as well, and I asked him, I said, do the same on this side. I said, so I got these two big guys just putting weight on my wounds.
Now we know that the blade had gone in right up to the entire blade had gone in several times. Your kidneys were affected, your liver, everything.
So what, the right-hand side went through my liver, my urinary artery, diaphragm, kidney.
Lung got a nudge.
And the lung. That was the last thing that got hit. All on the right-hand side. That was all on the right-hand side. The left-hand side didn't get anything. And I actually spoke to one of the ambulance guys that came to see me, and they were in the area. They were around the corner. So they were there really quick, and they got me on the gurney, started doing their business. I was in the back of the ambulance really quick. So I'm on my way to the hospital, and I remember talking to the ambos. They were brilliant, doing their job, asking me questions, and they got me to the hospital really quick. And I remember coming out the back, and I remember seeing the sun, and then I remember going into the emergency door. And that's all I can remember. And then, so it's Australia Day, so there's no one in the hospital of experience. So they've got just a junior registrar on there, the emergency doctor. And it's dire straits. Then from information that I've received from doctors and people that didn't know what to do, so they're calling. So they ring. Emily Granger was, I think, on call. So they get the call. She says in an article in the Sydney Morning Herald written by Lucy Cormack, I was at home near the pool because it was Australia Day and it was a hot day. Everyone's having a good time. So she drives in like a bullet into the hospital whilst they're trying to treat me whilst I'm losing blood like this.
They're trying to keep you alive until she gets there, basically.
They're doing their best to keep me alive. So they're administering blood. So their first thing they're doing is putting blood in to keep me going. So that's what's keeping me going, is putting the blood into me. I think you've got a list there of the doctors. If you want to read them out, the doctors' names.
Emily Granger, Rohan Gett. He's a trauma surgeon. Then we got the urologist, Raji Kuna. We've got the vascular surgeon, Anthony Grabs. We've got the anaesthetist, Andrew Jackson, and another anaesthetist. You needed two of them.
Two, yes.
Roma Steele. How long till your family heard he's made it? He's made it through this bit.
Backtrack. So when I'm on the way to the hospital, phone, it's manic. There's people ringing. It's news is out. Who is it? What's going on? And then my boss rings my wife and she didn't answer. He then has to ring a friend of mine who then rings another friend who sends her a text message saying, answer his call. At the time, they had coordinated a police car around the corner at my house to come. As soon as she found out, they picked her up and then drove her to St. Vincent's. To make it even worse, she's met by the priest at the door.
Oh, Jesus.
So she just thinks, you know, he's done for. They said, no, he's in the operating theatre. And the operation went for about six hours. I was in there for 6 hours. So about probably 9 o'clock, 9:30, they'd finished. And then I went to ICU. And then the next day, they put me back together. So they sewed me back up the next day on the Saturday. And I was in ICU. And I remember waking up, I think it was Tuesday, I woke up.
Wow. So after your rehab, which I'm assuming took months, really, and when you managed to get home, was it your decision to retire from the coppers?
I finished in February this year. I just got to look after myself. And like when it happened, I was seeing someone professionally to help me, you know, mentally. Mm. And that's another issue that a lot of people have. You know, people don't reach out to get help. Look, it does affect me sometimes, but you've got to keep pushing. You've got to keep pushing. I can't go around kicking stones all the time. I've got a family, you know, I've got good friends. They don't want me to be like that. I don't want it. Sometimes everyone has down days. And probably my point is, you know, you're going to hit tough times, and being a positive person does, and this is where people make the error, doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen to you. It's just when you hit that hurdle, you're going to jump over it. And it could take a while, and you may have to change who, you know, some aspects of yourself. And, you know, I'm not the same person I was back before I got hurt, but I'm now I'm doing my best, and I'm talking to the right people, and I'm now getting involved in different things, and you got to see the good, and I see all this good stuff, and now I'm involved in the blood drives with the blood bank in New South Wales because I took so much blood. It was 96 bags that I had used.
Wow.
To anyone listening to this, if you're listening, go and give blood for the first time. It doesn't hurt. They get you a cookie and an ice cream. And
absolutely. It's very quick.
They treat you so nice, and the people in there are lovely. You know, go out there and give blood. But I hope, you know, in the day, probably to finish off is, you know, you're having some sort of problem, go and seek help. A lot of people go through everything, and we don't want people harming themselves or doing the wrong thing. I've been to so many of those jobs. There's always another answer. So do something about it. And if it helps one person, then I've done my job. So thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's an honour.
Thank you to our guest today, John Breeder. And don't forget to get in touch with the Red Cross about blood donation at lifeblood.com.au. If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.